This is West Southwest Brief. I'm Arlene McMichael. Neil deGrasse Tyson has become a pop culture figure for his ability to excite people about science. He comes to Miller Auditorium on May 22nd. I recently interviewed Tyson by phone. The astrophysicist hosts two shows, Cosmos and Star Talk. Cosmos was originally hosted by the late Carl Sagan, who also became famous for his skill at making science accessible to the masses. Welcome to WMUK.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Where I'd like to start the conversation is a tweet that you just posted. And the tweet is a video.
I'm seated.
It's entitled Science in America. You said, still perhaps the most important words I have ever spoken. The video has you in it. It seems like it posits that America is the great industrial country that it is due to science and scientific breakthroughs. You're saying people who lead the country should know more about science. You're saying that scientific law is scientific law. It's nothing to be argued with. So why spend time debating it when you could be solving the issue? The video references vaccines, I think global warming. What did you mean?
So I don't think I talk about anything controversial at all. It's that I mention...
You say leaders of the country. That's politics.
So I'm reminded of a quote, I think it was from Harry Truman, because his moniker was Give Him Hell, Harry, right? And they said, Harry, why are you always giving people hell? He says, no, I tell them the truth, and they think it's hell. That's what he says. So I don't say controversial things. I say scientifically established objective truths. If you have, for whatever reasons, of your politics, of your economics, of your religion, of your culture, decide to make that part of a political platform, then you have politicized science.
What are the issues that you feel people are debating that shouldn't be debated right now?
Whether humans are the cause of the rise in CO2 and thereby creating a rapid change in our climate, the likes of which Earth, you know, has never seen. And it's the rate at which it's changing. We've had change of climate like forever. It goes on all the time in the billions of years of Earth's history. It's the rate at which things are changing that we are not equipped to accommodate. Cities are not on wheels where you can roll them inward as the ocean levels rise. Do you realize if we lose the water that is currently locked in glaciers on tentatively locked in glaciers in Antarctica and Greenland, that the ocean levels would rise to the level of the Statue of Liberty's left elbow. And most cities of the world, and indeed some entire nations, are at sea level or just not very high above sea level. And why are nations, why are cities at sea level? Because that was great for commerce and shipping, and they're on riverbanks, and it made sense, and it still makes sense for that. All the great cities are positioned this way. So if you're going to debate this, you are losing valuable time where we could actually be solving the problem.
In doing a little research on you, what blew my mind is Carl Sagan recruited you to attend Cornell. How did you come to his attention?
Yes.
We didn't have the internet then.
No, we did not. I had applied to Cornell, had been accepted, and had not decided whether I would attend or not. And the admissions office, unbeknownst to me, sent my application to him for his reaction. I get a letter in the mail addressed to me, signed by him, inviting me to the campus to help me decide whether I would then attend college at Cornell. Sure enough, I went up there on a Saturday. He met me at the building, came out, let me in. We went up to his office, and I'll never forget, he reached behind him and pulled a book off the shelf, didn't even look, and it was one of his books. I thought, now that's badass right there. You don't even have to look, and you pull a book off the shelf, it's yours. And he signed it to me. I still have it. It says, to Neil Tyson, future astronomer. To this day, if a student calls me and wants to talk or talk about a future, to say, I will make time for them to the exclusion of all else that might be going on in my life. The president's on the phone. Look, Barack, I'll get back to you. I got a student at the door. So I've had that level of mission statement burning within me ever since then.
One of the things that you're known for, and Carl Sagan was known for it as well, really connecting with general audiences, being able to really break down complex topics. I am curious, did you just kind of fall into it, or this was a deliberate choice on your part?
No, I was pulled into it. The forces operating. I live in New York City, which is a big news gathering headquarters of the nation and of the world. And so there I am giving my answers, and I noticed that they would edit the answers into these little sound morsels. And I thought to myself, if that's what they're going to do to my best professorial reply, then I should formulate sound morsels and hand them that. Then they'll be the exact sound morsels that I want them to be. And what do they want? And it's not, they want it to be tasty. They want it to be, they want to smile. They want it to be so interesting that you might want to share it with someone else. That's the anatomy of a soundbite.
The Trump administration's 2020 budget for NASA includes funding to return humans to the moon within the next 10 years and then on to Mars. How realistic do you think that timeline is?
And so all I'm saying is, if we're going to go back to the moon and on to Mars, just simply saying you want to do it, my read of history tells me, is insufficient enough cause to make that happen. But if China said, oh, we're going to put military bases on Mars, we're going to Mars.
So what you're saying is what we need is a little competition in that area, and all of a sudden that's going to become a priority.
Not just competition, threats.
Oh, okay, threats.
Threats to your way of life. This is why we went to the moon. There's threats. Okay, our very existence, our very understanding of ourselves flowed out of our ability to be better at the Russians at a whole suite of various things. And so that's what it comes down to. And so I'm skeptical of the timeline if there isn't other drivers for it. But if within that timeline, China says we're going to put stuff on Mars or on the moon, yeah, we're going. Definitely.
In the extended version, we talk about racism, science, and religion. And yes, Fox Broadcasting and National Geographic temporarily halting his shows. The companies have since resumed them after concluding an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Tyson. Regarding racism, Tyson says,
it used to be daily, it's now kind of weekly, or maybe twice a month. That's what it is. I live with it. It's same stuff, different day. That's what it is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson delivers a presentation titled Astronomy Bazaar on May 22nd at Miller Auditorium. To hear the more than 35-minute long interview, visit WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and Google Music. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Merlene McMichael.